Hey guys, I'm Steve. My buddy Norm loves the sound of his own voice. Whenever I call him and ask his advice on what makes a good dungeon master or game master, he goes on these long tangents. I decided to record and share his advice with you. This is Norm in DM Good.
As I was saying, I know that you wanted to, you know, start up your own game and everything, and I thought, you know, I actually have a lot of experience with starting new games, so I wanted to just give you a few pointers, just some advice for, you know, for you as a starting DM. And here's what I was thinking about. When you start a game, most DMs kind of fall into this habit of creating the story themselves, and they have this idea of where they want everything to go, and the players are just supposed to be bit piece actors that kind of, you know, do whatever the DM tells them to do. Like, no, you're supposed to do this in the story, and like the DM gets all flustered when the players go off script. And the important thing is that the DM is not a script writer. The DM is more of like a director. Your role in the game is more to facilitate a cooperative storytelling environment. So the players are creating the story just as much as you are. And there's a few quick and easy ways to make this happen right from the get-go. The first thing is during character creation. This will work for any game, not even just D&D. During character creation, get a kicker. This is a term I've stolen from Ron Edwards' Sorcerer, which I talked about. The kicker is something that the character comes up with that is a combination of goal that they want to accomplish and something that gets them started on it, a kicker or kickstart. So, for example, a classic is, I want to avenge the death of my parents because the parents were murdered or something. The kicker is the combination of that goal with something that gets them started, such as, I have just acquired the name of the person who killed them, or a location that he frequents. XYZ. And the DM and the player work this out, and they determine an appropriate kicker and an appropriate goal, and the DM, if he's really good, and you're going to be really good, Steve, if he's really good, the DM accomplishes that kicker, the entire thing, within 3 or 4 sessions. Now, I know most DMs make the player's ultimate goal take an entire campaign, and at the very end, everybody achieves their ultimate goal. But it's much more interesting if you avenge your parents at level 2 or 3, and then where do you go from here? That is called a bang moment, also stolen from Ron Edwards' Sorcerer. The bang moment is when you've accomplished your character goal, and you don't know what his motivation is anymore. And at that point, you either have to pick up a new character, or you have to find what his new motivation is. And these make for some great role-playing opportunities and moments. So the first thing you got to do right from the get-go is get the players in the habit of designing goals and kickers and things. The next thing to do is try to encourage the players to come up with information. So, for example, in a book, it's very common for one character to meet a supporting character and say, oh, you're my long-lost, you know, cousin or whatever. And that's perfectly okay in a book. But in a D&D game, DMs restrain this impulse. So what DMs really need to do is embrace it and encourage the characters to make claims about the NPCs they meet during their travels. So you're talking to the bartender, and the player suddenly says, oh, you know what? He's my old Uncle Istvan, and he's going to give us a discount for the night. DM should just run with that. And if you do, it will enrich your campaign, it will give your players more control, and at the same time, it'll give you more to work with as a DM. It'll just increase overall the interesting point of your campaign. And actually, you know, I got to get going. But the next time we talk, I'll try to give you a few more advantages. How's that sound?
Yeah, totally. That sounds great. I'll catch you later. DM Good is a production of Zot Park Media. For this and other podcasts, you can go to zotpark.com. ZOTTEPARK.